4. Organizing the safari to Mikumi. John Whitmore sat at his desk in the apartment in Dar es Salaam and dialed Esther's number. It was one of those warm, tropical nights when the air seemed to stand still and the thought of a safari threw him into a kind of adventurous zeal. After Miriam had saved him from the raid, his determination to experience the country not only through business trips, but also to get to know its wild, untouched side had grown. Esther, the director of Nyumba Najua, had been recommended to him by Furaha as an expert in safaris. Although it was headquartered in Germany, it was deeply familiar with Tanzania and the peculiarities of the region. After all, she was born in Dar es Salaam and lived there until 2000, when she moved to Germany. When she picked up the phone, her voice sounded clear and friendly, and John immediately felt in good hands. "Mr. Whitmore, how nice to hear from you," Esther began, greeting him with a familiarity that indicated the close connection between the staff at Nyumba Najua. "What can I do for you?"
"Esther," John began, "I heard from Furaha that you know a thing or two about safaris. I would like to go on a safari, but I don't know where to start. Can you perhaps help me find something suitable?"
Esther laughed softly, like one who had had many such conversations.
"Yes, I certainly can. Tanzania offers a variety of national parks and game reserves. There is the famous Ngorongoro crater, where you can marvel at the wonder of wildlife in the middle of a huge volcanic crater. The Serengeti is of course a classic, especially at the time of the Great Migration when millions of wildebeest and zebras roamed the plains. Lake Manyara is smaller but famous for its tree-climbing lions and huge flamingo colonies. Tarangire National Park is known for its elephant populations, and then there's Selous, one of Africa's largest game reserves, where you almost feel like you're in an unspoiled paradise." John listened intently as Esther enumerated the places he had heard a lot about, and his enthusiasm grew with each new name.
"All this sounds fascinating," he said. "But I'm not sure I should start with such big safaris right away. Do you have a recommendation for someone who is going on a safari for the first time?"
Esther did not hesitate for a second.
"Absolutely.
For a beginner, I would recommend Mikumi. The national park is located near the city of Morogoro, so not too far from Dar es Salaam. Mikumi has a fantastic array of wildlife, from lions to elephants to giraffes, and the scenery is spectacular without being crowded like the larger parks. It is an ideal place to experience the fascination of the African wilderness in a more intimate atmosphere."
John nodded in agreement, although she couldn't see it.
"That sounds perfect," he answered.
"Let's make Mikumi."
Esther was visibly pleased with his decision.
"I'll take care of it immediately. I know a good safari company whose staff are very professional and make sure that everything goes to your satisfaction. I will also book an off-road vehicle with an experienced driver for you to take you to Mikumi and back."
John felt relieved and grateful that Esther took everything from him. It was this efficiency and commitment that had impressed him about Nyumba Najua from the very beginning.
"I am really grateful to you, Esther.
That sounds excellent."
"It's my pleasure," she answered.
"I will arrange everything and email you the details.
One more thing. Have you already thought about taking a trip to Zanzibar? It's just a short ferry ride away, and it has some of the most beautiful beaches in the world, as well as a fascinating history."
John thought for a moment, but he knew that he wanted to experience the beaches and the magic of Zanzibar another time.
"I've actually thought about it, but I think I'll do that later. For now, I want to focus on the safari."
"Understood," said Esther. "I will initiate this with the safari, and whenever you are ready to travel to Zanzibar, let me know."
After the conversation was over, John leaned back and let the anticipation of the upcoming adventure rise in him. The next few days went as usual. Everyday life in Dar es Salaam offered him a welcome routine, but thoughts of the upcoming safari permeated everything he did. Finally, the day of departure came, and the driver was punctually in front of his apartment with the off-road vehicle. The vehicle was spacious and comfortable, perfect for the long drive to Mikumi. The driver,
an experienced man named Bakery, introduced himself politely and assured John that he knew the route and all the paths of the park through which he would chauffeur Mr. Whitmore like the back of his hand.